This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about an upcoming event with the United Way of Monroe and Lenawee Counties, and that's the 6th annual Lenawee County Charity Golf Outing that's coming up. Happy to have on the program with me to talk more about that is the Executive Director of the United Way of Monroe and Lenawee Counties, Laura Schultz-Pipes, and it's good to have you with us.
Oh, Dale, it's always great to chat with you and to talk about Lenawee County and the things that we're doing here.
Absolutely. A lot of great things, too, and one of them is going to be, as I mentioned, the 6th annual Lenawee Charity Golf Outing that's coming up. And it's going to be when and where, Laura?
Friday, June 5th at Raisin Valley Golf Club in Tecumseh. So this is our 6th time working there. They've been very successful. They do a great job for us. And we want people to join us.
Absolutely.
Come and golf with us.
Yes.
Sponsor it. You know, help us out.
Well, you know, you're still looking for golfers yet?
Yeah, we'll take golfers.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the start time is going to be when?
Well, 8 a.m. is registration, and the start time is 9:30. There is a continental breakfast. It's $100 per golfer, so $400 per team. Find a few people and join us. And we just recently got a great compliment from one of our regular golfers, and she said, "We love coming to your golf outing. Hands down, one of the best organized golf outings." So I think that's a good plug to come
absolutely,
and join us.
Absolutely, absolutely. And a good, an incentive in order to be able to get a team up and join and have some fun.
We do. We have 50-50 raffle. We have other raffle prizes and a lot of good prizes. We even got donated a pair of Tiger tickets this year, although they're not doing that great right now.
Yeah, I know, but still, if you don't want to go, I mean, we're always big fans of the Tigers, no matter what.
That's right. Yeah. So it's always fun for any live sporting event. So.
Yeah.
And we usually get a donated putter and chipping. We get a lot of donated, really cool stuff. So come and join us, and we always have a good time.
Yeah, yeah. Is there anything that during the outing that will be happening throughout the day, Laura?
Well, we do. You know, we always have a hole-in-one contest, and thank you to Belle Ford, who does, and Gary Lundy, our buddy Gary, who always does that for us. So we have that, and I hope you've heard of Zoom Broom, maybe?
I think so, yeah.
They don't. That is a handy, it's a leaf, a blower that you use on the greens to get rid of the debris so you can make a great putt.
Oh, yes.
And our friend Randy Cook, he and his company always donate a Zoom Broom, so you have a chance to win one of those.
Okay.
And it fits right in your golf club.
Nice.
In your golf bag.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a chance to win that. And a lot of local folks, Dempsey's, you know, our office is in the Galleria Shops.
Yes.
And so we have a gift certificate to Dempsey's, to Rally's, and some other fun places around town. The Sass Gift Shop, they help us every year. So there's a chance for a lot of different prizes you could possibly win. And, you know, we just celebrated our 100th anniversary.
Yes.
We had a very successful gala, and we have some anniversary gifts that we're going to give each golfer.
Nice.
That comes. So there's that. And there's several potential hole-in-one prizes, too.
Okay.
And there's other fun. Of course, there's always mulligans and other skins and other fun stuff that you can do. But we always have a good time and pray for good weather.
Yes, that's for sure. If they're inclined to want to play and help out with the United Way, what's the best way for them to register for this, Laura?
Well, you can call us at 517-264-6821. You can go to our website at unitedwaymlc.org or email me, lpipus@unitedwaymlc.org, or Lisa Hatala, lhatala@unitedwaymlc.org. And we'd be happy to help you get signed up. And if you want to sponsor something, we still have sponsor levels available. If you'd like your name out there. Like I said, we are known for having a nice golf outing, so
You know,
I think that speaks for itself, so come and join us.
Absolutely. Now, the proceeds from this, Laura, will be used towards what?
Well, we help local nonprofit organization programs. We kind of center on youth opportunities, healthy communities, financial stability, so different programs for places like Boys and Girls Club, Share the Warmth, Catherine Cobb Safe House, Habitat for Humanity, to name a few places. So we help with programs in the Lenawee County area. We also run 211.
Yes.
That is our program, so we have to help pay for that. That is the information referral hotline for Health and Human Services in this county, and it's across the country, actually, but yeah, we pay for that.
But, and, you know, and it's nice to mention that, Laura, because of the fact that I don't think a lot of people remember or realize that. But that is such a, like a, wow, what a wonderful, that's a jewel to have, 211.
It is, and the call center that covers Lenawee and Monroe counties for us is based out of Jackson, and I think they do a fabulous job. And I got to say, in Lenawee County, people really know about 211, and but we got to pay for it, so yeah, that helps that. We also have Project Ramp that we run in both counties.
That's right.
So people that are in need, you know, maybe prisoners, kind of prisoners in their own home, they can't get out because they're disabled. We work with Habitat for Humanity, in particular in Lenawee County, and we build ramps for people to have that freedom.
I think it's so wonderful that a lot of the collaboration that you do, Laura, with the different agencies and the different organizations here in Lenawee County.
We do. I mean, we're part of the Housing Continuum of Care, the Hunger Free Lenawee. I mean, all those different Health and Human Services collaborative projects, eBuy Neighborhood Project, we partner with them on health fairs and things like that. So, we try to be part of the community, and we love it here in Lenawee County.
And again, you know, just a reminder that you do have office there at the Gallery Shops in downtown Adrian.
We do, and everybody knows that Les and Mary Seeler are the owners, and it's really kind of like a family there, and we love being there. We love being a part of that, the Gallery Shops family.
Okay, this is going to be when and where again for the 6th Annual Lenawee Charity Golf Outing.
Friday, June 5th at 8 a.m., and we're usually there till about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but we always have a good time.
And keep our fingers crossed for good weather.
Yes, we want good weather.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, along with that, you mentioned about the celebrating a very special anniversary, and you're also doing something very special along with that, Laura.
Yes, one of our longtime donors, corporate donors, Lazy Boy, is helping us celebrate our 100th anniversary. And they give us $100,000 each year, thank God.
Yeah.
This year, they wanted to kind of ask people to help match that. And we're so doing a 100-day, $100,000 challenge. And I go to our social media website. You'll see a commercial promoting this. And anybody who donates $100 or more is going to be entered into a drawing to win a Lazy Boy chair.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'd be looking for more videos about all of this. It's a lot of fun. 100 days, so through July 31st, we started April 22nd, I think it was, 100 days. So you can call us, 517-264-6821, go to the website, there's a lot of information on there, at unitedwaymlc.org, or visit our social media, you'll see updated information, updated challenges, you know, trying to get people to donate, but it's a lot of fun. But I encourage you to go see our initial video, you'll see Christy Rogers and Colin Keene giving their pitch about joining us.
And it's a lot of fun, too, you know, to be able to watch it, too.
Yeah. The commercial is we went to Lazy Boy headquarters, and they're both in a Lazy Boy recliner, and they're giving their pitch from their Lazy Boy chair. And we are bringing a Lazy Boy chair into our Monroe office, and probably you'll see some more commercials about that, you know?
Okay.
You can win a Lazy Boy chair. $100.
Just $100, see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or we'll take any donation, but, you know, this is in honor of our 100th anniversary. We've been doing a lot of different things, and this is sort of the combination of it. And Lazy Boy actually turns 100 next year. So they're right there. They've been supporters right along.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, everybody knows Lazy Boy, and the thing is that, you know, Lazy Boy got its start right there in Monroe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've been a long-time supporter of ours. So, yeah, join us. Have fun.
Absolutely. And, you know, make sure that they can do that donation. Again, how can they make that donation once again, Laura?
You can call us at 517-264-6821. Go to our website, unitedwaymlc.org, or email me, lpipus@unitedwaymlc.org, or Lisa. Call Lisa Hatala, lhatala@unitedwaymlc.org.
Okay, sounds good. A couple of great things that are happening with the United Way, Laura.
Oh, yeah, I feel like we have a lot of fun, but we work hard, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, the thing is that the impact that you have on the community, both not only here in Lenawee, but also in Monroe County.
Yeah, in both counties. You know, we really want to make sure that by funding 30-plus agency programs in both counties, we want to make sure that everybody has a good quality of life We focus on youth opportunities. We focus on financial security and healthy communities, and also building resilient communities. And we do that through working with our community partners, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like I said, great collaboration with them. And that's one thing I always loved about Lenawee County is the collaboration between organizations is just phenomenal.
It's absolutely. We love being in Lenawee County.
Yeah. Yeah. And we love having the United Way being a part of Lenawee County as well.
Yes, and I want to also remind people that we do the Emergency Food and Shelter Program, and that funding we've been doing that for 42 years. We're the conduit for each county to get extra FEMA dollars for food and shelter. It's been paused for a year and a half, but guess what? Found out, looks like it's coming.
Wow.
So stay tuned for that.
Yes.
Coming back, yes.
Yes, yes. As soon as you find out, Laura, we'll have you back on to talk more about it.
Yes, and I'll be sending you a news release deal.
Good, good. Yeah, because that, oh my gosh, you know, that is going to be such a welcome addition.
Yeah, this I just found out about a couple of days ago because it had been paused for a year and a half. And we're in phase 42, which means there's been 42 years that this has been coming into every community across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And Lenawee and United Way is the conduit in Lenawee and Monroe County, so you get that extra dollars. And we've always counted on it, and especially right now.
Yeah.
This funding is needed more than ever, so stay tuned.
Okay. Look forward to it. Look forward to hearing more, Laura. That's great. It's great news.
I know. Yeah. That's a little bit of good news.
Yes. Yeah. And we can all use a little bit of good news right now.
Yes. Yeah. And we want to be part of that, you know, helping people, helping our neighbor. That's what we do.
Yeah. And you do such a great job of doing that too, Laura. Thank you so much. And your staff too.
Yes.
We really appreciate it. All right. And again, just a reminder, the 6th annual Lenawee County Charity Golf Outing, June 5th.
Yeah, coming up soon, but right. Join us.
At the Raisin Valley Golf Club there in Tecumseh. Go to the website to register and go and have a great time.
Yep, we guarantee a good time.
All right. Laura, so good to see you, and thank you so much for stopping in and to talk with us. And we'll look forward to talking with you more in the near future.
Yeah, always a pleasure to chat with you, Dale.
Thanks so much. My guest has been Laura Schultz-Pipas, the Executive Director of the Monroe-Lenawee County United Way. I'm Dale Gardner on Community Conversation. We'll talk again real soon.